Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, November 23rd. A recent ruling may allow for the construction of roads in a roadless area on the western slope at Gunnison County's West Elk Mine. From KBUT in Crested Butte, Chad Rich reports.
A 19,000-acre parcel of roadless land in the North Fork Valley in Gunnison County may see the construction of temporary roads for coal mining purposes in the coming years if a ruling holds. This alarms Crested Butte environmental group High Country Conservation Advocates Public Lands Director Matt Reed.
Given the reality of climate change, it's suicidal to allow burning 172 million tons of additional coal in a roadless area, all while allowing venting of the methane into the atmosphere. It's like this triple whammy.
The temporary roads will be put in to allow for venting methane. This is where natural gas is released from underground into the atmosphere. Underground methane causes safety issues. It could explode, or it could cause respiratory issues in humans. According to an article in the Colorado Independent from this spring, the West Elk Mine is already the largest emitter of methane in the state, more so than any coal, oil, or gas extractors. With this ruling, that looks to be the case into the future. The town of Crested Butte stands with HCCA against roads in the area, but the Gunnison County Commissioners wholly support the construction of the roads. They say they will allow for methane capture, which can be sold and burned for energy. But within the rule, there's nothing that requires the capture of methane, and it may just be allowed to vent into the atmosphere. Outgoing County Commissioner Paula Swenson spoke with KBUT in February and said this.
Coal is a hot topic and has been a hot topic, and coal is going to go away as an energy producer in not only the state, but in the nation and in the world. You know, natural gas is already taking over a lot of the areas. It's cleaner and it's less expensive. Methane gas is actually a byproduct of coal, and, you know, it's one of the things that ruins our ozone. But if we have an opportunity to have roads in this area for the venting of the coal mines and the opportunity to actually capture that and use it as an energy source, then we have a double positive. We're actually allowing the methane to be reused instead of put into the ozone.
We're obviously disappointed. I think this undercuts President Obama's and the nation's climate change advances we've made and commitments we have at the national and international scale. And it really ushers in, I think, what we expect to see from the Trump administration. So we're disappointed, and it's just really, I think, a raw deal for Gunnison County and for Gunnison County public lands. We're dependent on snowpack, on healthy public lands, on healthy forests, outdoor recreation amenities, and having such a significant contributor to climate change permitted in our county really compromises all those values.
That's HCCA's Reed again. The organization wants to move policy away from fossil fuel energy production altogether. A document released by the Forest Service last week states that the roadless rule is not a coal mining rule. Rather, it creates a framework for roadless conservation that works with other interests, such as ski area expansion and, yes, coal mining. Within the rule are the concepts of exceptions that would allow temporary roads to be constructed. The exception for the North Fork coal mining area, as it's properly known, was challenged by HCCA, along with Wild Earth Guardians and the Sierra Club in court. And in September of 2014, the exception was thrown out due to a deficiency in the background study. Basically, the feds said that greenhouse gas emissions from coal mining operations, greenhouse gas emissions from the burning of coal itself, and other pollution was not taken into account in the rule. A 30-day waiting period began last Thursday. Then the ruling will be published in the Federal Register and basically become law that will allow for the temporary construction of roads in a designated roadless area in Gunnison County. For now, it looks like the balance between roadless areas and conservation and historic coal mining is tipping in favor of coal mining. Chad Rich, KBUT.
The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that two Nuklamen were convicted of poaching at least 17 bull elk on the Uncompahgre Plateau and for conducting illegal hunts for more than 10 years. Gerald Lee Sickles, 42, and his assistant, J. Remy Grierson, were indicted by a federal grand jury in 2014 for violations of the Lacey Act, which bans illegal trafficking of wildlife. Sickles pleaded guilty to one felony count of conspiring to violate the Lacey Act and was sentenced on November 7th to 1 year of intermittent incarceration and 1 year of probation. Grierson, meanwhile, was sentenced to 2 years of probation and 40 hours of community service after pleading guilty to three misdemeanor violations of the Lacey Act. A father and son pair of hunters from Tennessee was also fined $6,500 apiece in connection with the case. As well as the fines and penalties levied by the federal government, the four men could lose their hunting and fishing privileges in Colorado and 44 other states, based on the Interstate Wildlife Violator Compact. In traffic-related news, the Colorado Department of Transportation announced that the Colorado State Patrol and statewide law enforcement agencies will continue to ramp up enforcement efforts over the Thanksgiving holiday. The Heat Is On campaign will enforce DUI laws through increased patrols and checkpoints throughout this weekend. CDOT reminds all motorists to buckle up as they travel. A new study shows that Colorado is falling behind the rest of the nation when it comes to seatbelt use. A 2016 CDOT study reports that Coloradans buckle up only 84% of the time, while a record high 90.1% of motorists nationwide use seatbelts. CDOT is also reminding drivers to anticipate heavier than normal traffic over the next few days as people travel for the Thanksgiving weekend and crowd the larger shopping areas. To reduce potential traffic delays, most CDOT construction projects will be suspended statewide by Wednesday afternoon. Projects located in rural or low-traffic areas might be operating on Friday. Projects will resume their regular schedules on Monday, November 28th. As Thanksgiving weekend is upon us, municipalities around the listening area are suspending services while holiday celebrations commence. The Paonia Town Hall will be closed noon on Wednesday and will open again on Monday, November 28th at 8 a.m. Thursday trash will be picked up by Paonia Public Works on Friday. The Delta County Courthouse in Delta and the North Fork Annex in Hotchkiss will be closed on Thursday and Friday. The Montrose Police Department offices will also be closed. However, officers will be on duty and responding to calls. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. The regional newscast will resume on Monday. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and thanks for listening.